Brisbane, we know, had a great week on field with a win over Fremantle. Lewis had a great week off field with young gun Josh Shackey committing his future to the club with a contract extension. David Noble, I'm sure, would have played a large part in that, and he joins us now. David, welcome to the show.
G'day, Biggs. G'day, Rowie.
Nobes.
Hey, Nobes, one of your more enjoyable weeks since you've arrived at Brisbane, I'd assume?
Yeah, it was, Biggs. It was really great for our footy club. You know, we were confident, you know, a few weeks beforehand with where Josh was, he was a bit worn out. We sent him home. We actually sent him to the cold weather to make sure that he re-signed for the heat.
Smart.
But no, look, it was great. We wrapped it. You know, he's decided to see a future at our football club, and, you know, to then be able to back it up with a first, probably, you know, really fourth quarter effort last week was a great week for the club.
It's a significant moment for the club, and he joins now a growing number to recommit, and we just saw recently Harris Andrew, Ben Keys and Sam Skinner. So you're starting to build some momentum.
We are, yeah. The younger crew, you know, that are deciding to build a future here together is something that's significant for us. We know where it's probably sat in the past, and I think what we've done is give the guys some ownership and some buy-in as to where they want to take the club, and, you know, they're responding accordingly with, you know, I guess we're not feeling like we have to necessarily convince them to stay. You know, they're wanting to stay because of the environment that they're creating, and, you know, through the guidance of Chris and the players, and particularly I think our senior leadership group have been fantastic this year. It's a great time for us for the future.
Shackey was the big signing for me from afar. Was he ever, ever, ever seriously leaving?
I don't think so, Rowie. I think it was quite an unusual set of circumstances. You know, the amount of interest from down south was quite outstanding for a 19-year-old. You know, probably something that I think we look at in hindsight, that those younger guys, regardless of whether at us or at other clubs, it's really difficult for them to manage. You know, they're young men trying to build a career and then to have to put up with a lot of that pressure and speculation. But look, we were confident all the way through that, you know, that he was going to stay. I mean, we've even talked to his mum and his stepdad about, you know, coming up here, moving up to Brisbane. So that was something that we'd had some really clean discussions around. We were always confident he was going to stay.
Okay. So really it wasn't about money or anything like that. Let's quickly let's talk about the game on the weekend. It was a brilliant win. Do you think you're in front or below where you thought you'd be after 12 rounds as a coaching group?
I think we're probably around about where we thought we'd be. We knew there'd be some sorting out from Fagan's perspective, from the coaching side of things. You know, the guys that we're going to be able to execute the game plan as to how we want it. We knew there'd be some periods of guys coming in and out of the team. We knew we had to allow some of the young guys to build and develop. You know, the McGluggages and the Berries are probably playing at the level they should. We've had a surge and an improvement from guys like Mays, Louis Taylor, you know, young Keezy's been into the side. And then I think we've been really led by our leadership group. But I think the aspect for us is to being able to constantly learn from each week. And, you know, I think the second half of the year, we always felt we were going to have a much more consistent effort in our game across the board. The boys had done a power of work sort of through the pre-season, so we knew they were fit enough. It's a matter of probably, I think, for them building the concentration levels to stay in the game for longer periods of time.
Ball in hand, I think there's passages of play where you're as good as any, I think. Watching what I do of you guys, we were up there not that long ago with the Crows game.
Yep.
Keeping Frio to 64 points would have been the most pleasing thing for the coaching group. That was an outstanding effort.
It was. We really felt that our defence has built through Adelaide, Collingwood, and then executing it last week to the level that it needs to be, and then, you know, hopefully going forward we maintain that level of intensity in our defence. And even though it was a bit slippery, it was probably our best game by foot, Rory. I think our level of execution and our decisiveness with what we wanted to do with the ball was really quite pleasing, and therefore that then helps you with your defence. You've got enough energy and enough time once you're more efficient with the ball going forward to then, you know, position your defence in the right shape that you need to. So it balances itself out that if you're good efficiently with the ball, you're able to, you know, really make sure that your defence, and then if your defence is in good shape, you can then turn it over quicker and have those re-entries. So It was a really good effort.
Yep, the other thing that would have pleased you is your contested possessions were plus 28, which is great. Also, you're still such a young side. 9 players under 21 last week, including 3 teenagers. So I guess there is a little bit of expectation. You're going to have some ups and downs, David.
Yeah, correct, Vic. There's no doubt that you do get those characteristics. I guess Fake has been pretty good, though. We certainly don't use that as an excuse. We understand why it occurs, but we're really hard in driving them for the consistency level. It's great to be able to play the teams up the top, because that's how you learn. You know, we've learned from our mistakes as we've gone through. We've had a real growth mindset, at the footy club, to really take opportunities when they're presented. And, we think we're in a really good position for the second half of the year.
Talk to us about Eric Hipwood, because I've seen him spasmodically, but I'm not sure there's a more exciting prospect moving around at the moment. He's 19 years of age, he's 202 centimetres, and he just looks like... he's carrying the key forward role on his own at the minute, or for a lot of the season. He has got enormous upside.
How about those marks he jumped for?
He's scary when he puts his arms up.
He is. And you know what? The pleasing thing with what, you don't see until you get in behind the scenes, he's one of our hardest trainers. It's a really credit to himself as to how he's, really developed this year. He had a little bit of an interrupted pre-season as well. But he's one of our hardest trainers. He's got a real thirst for improvement. We've got a tools program out here where Dan Merritt, works with him on a weekly basis. He's got Ben Hudson that can sort of help him with some of his other key tool, strategies of his game. So, he's got great speed. He's really well put together below his knees. He's really clean. He's got a long raking kick. He can kick goals from a long range out, which is always a great help as a forward line. And he's still learning the craft of forward and running patterns and that type of thing. But the one thing that the small guys on the deck up there really like is the fact that he does jump hard for the ball, competes really hard, and generally he brings it to front. So, yeah, he's really got some exciting upside for his future. There's no doubt about that.
And the best part is he's a Queenslander as well, Rowie. So yep. He's here to keep him, I would suspect.
I would have thought so. Hey, Port are coming off the flogging. They've made some changes. It's going to be a tough ask for you guys down here, Saturday twilight. Where are they susceptible, if you like, or vulnerable?
We think where we've been able to be reasonably efficient this year, Rowie, we think our midfield's been generally pretty good. It's been around the mark. It's got some good variety in it with some inside winners and some speed. We get some balance around there. I think the last time they really jumped us and got a really strong start on us, which put our guys on the back foot. So we need to be up for the contest from an early perspective. Probably the thing that we've felt, regardless of that it's Port this week, we've probably felt that if we can get our ball inside 50, our efficiency up forward's pretty good. So that's probably been the focus for us, is to get our defensive shape right and then get the ball inside 50 fairly quickly, where we think we're reasonably efficient. So, outside of the norm, which is sort of your midfield battle, we think our capacity probably, if we get it inside 50, our efficiency forward's probably the thing that we want to improve.
10-4, David Noble, our guest, Brisbane Lions football manager. Nobes, it's great to speak to guys like you. You're on a number of AFL committees and a respected AFL brain. So there's a couple of little industry questions we'd love to ask from you. Do you know the workings of the next CBA? Are they all but done?
I believe so, yes. I think they're just tinkering around the edges with some of the wording. I think there was some discussion around the options of maybe the free agency that was sort of put to the league. So I don't think it's too far away. We probably felt as an industry, I thought that it was going to be last week, growing, but I don't reckon it's too far away.
Yeah, but you know the numbers that you can work with. That's why you're signing players, yep. Nobes. Yeah,
yep. Yeah, you do.
Is the market right now today, it seems to me very inflationary. Is that the managers driving it up? Is it because there's such quality a player out in the market at the moment? I mean, I heard a figure the other day, Jake Lever, $800,000 to $1 million. Is he worth that?
It's hard to value at the moment, and not because I'm not at Adelaide that I don't want to comment on that sort of value. I mean, look, is it possible? It's probably possible that someone may offer vicinity in that range for, I mean, and we were talking before about, you know, the Shaki type of value going around. You'll always get more if you leave. There's no doubt that you have to incentivise someone to leave and therefore you perhaps offer them more money. So regardless of who it is, there tends to be your better players at your clubs will get offered more money. My concern at the moment in the market is that the volume of increase that the CBA is going to obtain within 1 year artificially inflates the market, and I think that becomes a problem for clubs to manage the values. And if you happen to be out of contract this year, I think you have a much better advantage at securing a more lucrative contract than you do in 3 years' time, and I think that's unfair to the remaining players in the industry. It's not a smooth transition. Now, everyone will put into their contracts that you get an increase over a certain percentage and that type of thing, so I get that. But what tends to happen at Clubland, you then have to go and negotiate future contracts and try to pull some of those future values or those current values now back a bit to balance it out with how you want to retain the list going forward together. So I have a bit of an issue that I think it overstimulates the market too extremely, and I think you get these spikes in some of the values that we've already talked about in a couple of examples tonight on how unrealistic those values tend to look in the marketplace. So that's my concern with it.
So in layman's terms, the fact that there's a 20% increase and then it might be 2%, everyone this year is saying, well, I just want mine to jump straight up 20 and then onwards and onwards and onwards, as opposed to the smaller increases in the salary cap afterwards.
And the problem that we face as clubs, Bix, too, is that with that 20%, and we have to spend that money before the end of the year. You have to allocate that money out between now and the end of the year because we're required to spend 95% of the cap. So everyone's going to be sort of scrambling as to how they then need to execute. There's a number of players that will have increases in their contract due to the increase in the CBA. So you might be paying out, of that 20%, you might be paying out, say, 60% or 70%, and then you have to then continue to work out how you're going to negotiate your way through either a prepayment method or having an underspend going forward as to what that volume of money looks like in the future for you, for the benefit of your, I guess, your list or trying to trade or bring players in.
Well, it sounds like you need to be a mathematician if you're a list manager.
Yeah. Oh, look, if you're not across it and you're not planned and you're not well structured, you can come unstuck a little bit. There's no doubt that it can get a bit sticky, but it's the size. I don't begrudge the players having an increase, and I think what they've got value-wise, I think is fair and reasonable. I've got no issue with that. I just worry about the inflationary impact that it has for us to manage the industry going forward.
We always run out of time with your nose. We can sit down and talk forever. Just in a word, yes or no, runners, do we need them?
No.
Yeah, there you go, Vix.
Okay.
Limited.
Went out with button-up boots. Hey, Nobes, welcome back to town on the weekend. All the best. Keep up the great job up there, and we love keeping in touch.
Thanks, guys. Great to talk to you.
Yep, you too. David Noble, footy man, he is very, very good. Look, doing a great job from the outside, looking in at Brisbane. Looks like both him and Chris Fagan are straightening the ship and sending it in the right direction. They're going to have to improve, though. As we mentioned at the start of the show, the Lions have played four games at Adelaide Oval, have an average losing margin of 103 points. So got some improving to do.
And if you're at a contract this year,
happy days.
Happy days. Mm. And if you're a list manager that's got a lot of players out of contract this year, not happy days.
So what about Port Adelaide then?
Not happy days.
17 players.
Losey-losey.
Ooh. Adelaide have got a few big ones too. Mm. Yeah, well, we'll see how that plays out. David Noble, our guest, he is the football manager at the Brisbane Lions. They come to town.